This lecture by Trigueirinho, with simultaneous translation into English, was recorded live in Brazil in March 2007.
Aquilo que nós chamamos de hierarquia dévica,
what we call the Devic hierarchy,
no cristianismo,
does not appear in Christianity,
nem no islamismo,
or Judaism,
nem no Zoroastrismo,
or in Islam, or in Zoroastrianism.
Grandes religiões, elas são monoteístas.
Because these four great religions are monotheistic.
Deus, Deus único.
They preach only one God, a single God.
Conhecendo a hierarquia dévica, começou
and the people who knew about the Devic hierarchy began to create the gods because the devas moved up levels to the supreme devas, and thus the people created the gods. And these four religions had only one god. So they eliminated all knowledge of devas, each in their own culture. And when the Bible was compiled, that is, when they gathered together various ancient books and formed the Bible, they were careful not to include the devas in the Bible with this name and this hierarchy. So they created the name angel, which comes from the Latin and the Greek. They created this name angel for that part of the Devic hierarchy that dealt directly with the human kingdom. And according to tradition and according to knowledge, there was no danger of angels being confused with the one God. So this belief in angels was transferred to the West, leaving aside all the rest of the hierarchy. And in this study, we are mainly considering the part about angels, because this part has more to do with us. It very directly takes care of our evolution. And we should have more contact with it, be more open to it. Evidently, if we also had a culture or a closer relationship with the kingdom of the devas besides that of the angels, we would have much more evolved plantations. We would have a much higher grade of the soil and water unit, a higher quality, that is, a higher quality in the sense that we would have a greater interrelationship with the sun and the water, and would not just be repairing dams and installing water wheels. We would really be in contact with earth, with water, with all these elements. So after this gathering, after this cycle of studies of the angels and of those that we call devas, these units that deal directly with these hierarchies, plantations, soil and water, choir, will all be able to take on another dimension. But we would have to learn to love these hierarchies and not only consider them builder beings or healer beings in a very utilitarian way. And this is a part of creation. These hierarchies are parallel to ours, so we should be much more attuned with this, so that our units that are practically created and developed by them, these units would become much more upgraded through our awareness, through our contact with these hierarchies.
Então vamos ver o nosso capítulo de hoje, não? Dos anjos e a humanidade.
So let's look at today's chapter of the study, Angels and Humanity.
A nossa compreensão do universo
our understanding of the universe, for us to understand the universe as something merely material and finite is not sufficient. We would have to understand the universe materially, perhaps, or finitely, if you wish, but we would also have to bring about an awareness in us, an understanding that everything is infinite, that there is nothing finite, everything is infinite, especially space, especially the universe. The levels of consciousness are infinite. Therefore, when we situate something on a certain level of consciousness, we know that it is not limited to that point. It is infinite.
E o fato de nós termos o universo...
And the fact that we consider the universe to be infinite,
limites,
something without limits,
não exclui que nós trabalhemos a vida,
this does not exempt us from also working with life, with the universe, and especially with terrestrial life, in their finite aspects as well, in the material aspects as well. So this means that although we know about these matters, and we are attuned to these matters, this does not mean that we should just be drifting about, because we should not drift. We have to have our feet on the ground and not be drifting around. Therefore, this does not exclude taking care of material matters or coping with material life and the material part of existence with the same intention that we dedicate to the invisible part, in the case of the study, the angels that are usually invisible. Now, we should not be unaware of, and we should not disclaim material matters when we are dealing with angels, but we have to not become attached to earthly possessions.
A nada do que é terreno.
And we should not become attached to anything that is terrestrial.
Rejeite,
this does not mean
mais.
That we ought to abandon
Porque
or reject or no longer take care of things.
Também,
because if we do not take care of terrestrial matters
Porque
as well,
a vida é uma
this other side peters
Somos
out because life is a unity.
Que aqui é a terra, que lá
we
é
are the ones that have the
Quando
illusion that the earth
crescer,
is down here and the sky is up
único,
there.
Tudo
when
é
our consciousness expands, all of this becomes a unity.
Então,
it is a single thing.
O infinito, o espaço infinito,
so the infinite,
as nossas ideias
infinite
que
space,
podem viajar pelo
our
cosmos
ideas
todo,
that can travel throughout the cosmos, these alone
não é solução
do not bring the solution for our life.
Nós precisamos disso muito claramente na nossa consciência.
We need to keep this very clear in our consciousness, but we must not downplay
aquilo que é finito,
that which is finite.
Porque é só na nossa consciência limitada
because
é que existe
it is only
infinito,
in our limited consciousness
na
that both finite and infinite exist.
Então,
in reality,
temos que desprezar nada
this is all one.
Que é material,
so we must not disdain anything material for the sake of developing
material,
non-material consciousness about that which is invisible,
então,
and so forth.
Só quando nós unimos esses dois aspectos,
so only when we unite these two aspects,
que é infinito,
only when we unite that which is infinite, according
é infinito,
to our understanding,
é que nós vamos
with that which is finite, only then can we gradually relate closer to this matter. But one must be careful about attachment. One must be careful not to become involved with both what is material and what is non-material.
Diz uma história do yoga que ser
there is a story in yoga that tells of someone
infinito,
who very humbly
espaço,
turned to the infinite. He turned towards space,
aí,
towards all that
disse,
is out there and said,
eu vos saúdo, irmãos.
I greet you, brothers.
Ele estando aqui.
There, looking up at the sky, he said,
saúdo, irmãos,
I greet you, brothers.
Saudação, o ego dele desapareceu.
And in this greeting, his ego
então,
disappeared.
É muito importante a nossa atitude.
So our attitude is very
disse,
important.
Como vocês,
he did not
aí,
say, I'm
aqui,
like
nada.
You,
ele
I am
disse,
there,
saúdo,
you are here.
Irmãos.
Nothing like that. He said, I greet you, brothers.
Dele, e
he took his place. And turn toward what is above, what is outside.
Neste momento, diz a instrução,
and at that moment, says the
teaching,
his ego disappeared.
Então, a compreensão destas coisas, a compreensão
so the understanding
infinito,
of these matters,
o amor por estas
the understanding
coisas,
of the infinite,
não exclui,
the love for these things,
e não deve nos separar,
should not exclude and should not separate us from our task while we are here in the finite world and while
pelo
we are here in finite life.
Finita,
on the contrary,
o mundo finito,
our finite life, the finite
melhor,
world, will function much better,
muito mais em ordem,
will work in a more
harmonia,
orderly manner, much more harmoniously,
de todos esses
with the reflection of all these contacts that we affirm, that exist, and that we are trying to discover
caso,
and experience. In this case, contact with the angels.
Nós sabemos que não há telescópio algum.
We know that there is no telescope. We know that there is no apparatus of the kind that probes the physical part of the universe.
Não há nenhum aparelho.
And we know that there is no apparatus that can bring us knowledge of what is invisible, that can give us knowledge of these things. Because contact
não é
with the invisible
que se faz.
Is not carried
somos
out artificially.
Que entramos em relação com o nosso nível não material,
we are the ones who enter
então
into relationship with our non-material level
então,
and form a correspondence there.
O infinito
so our
nós,
non-material levels,
o invisível
the
em
infinite
nós
within us, the invisible
então,
in us, correspond to that level. And the
e
contacts begin to take place.
Interno,
and
assim,
this
não?
Inner telescope, as we could call it, this inner contact
disto,
begins
nós
like this,
a dominar,
not only when we start to control our material thoughts,
mas quando nós começamos também a transformar,
but also when we begin to transform or to control
não consciente,
our unconscious thoughts.
Porque nós pensamos muitas coisas que não temos
because
consciência.
We think many things that we are
muitas
not aware
vezes,
of.
Pelas ações, gestos, pelas atitudes, vê-se como uma pessoa
one
pensa.
Can very often perceive how someone thinks through the person's
ela.
Actions, gestures,
ela
and attitudes. Only people are not aware of this.
Cérebro,
they are only aware of the thoughts that enter their brain and that they are thinking consciously.
Ela não sabe. Ela não
but
conhece.
They don't know, they don't identify what they are thinking unconsciously.
O nosso
and we begin to perceive our unconscious thought
dominamos, controlamos,
when we direct,
acompanhamos
we control
o nosso pensamento consciente.
And follow the thread of our
então,
conscious
é um
thought.
Que se faz
so it is a path that is followed in the realm of thought.
Como os anjos não pensam,
since the angels don't think, because they belong to another evolution, they have a different constitution,
sabem.
Angels know.
Eles
but angels don't think.
Pensar.
They know without thinking.
Sabem o que têm que saber.
They know
sem
what
pensar.
They need to know without
então,
thinking.
Os anjos não pensam,
so since angels don't think,
controle do nosso pensamento inconsciente,
we need to control our unconscious
façamos,
thoughts.
E por mais
because no matter how
tenhamos,
silent we are, and no matter how much control we have, we have to ask for a lot of light regarding what we have to work on. Because unconscious thoughts begin to emerge at this point. And if they did not begin to emerge from within ourselves, we would not believe them. If someone came and said, you are unconsciously thinking this, we would not believe the person. So we have to get to know our unconscious thoughts. That is,
a raiz
the
da
real
razão pela
reason
qual as
why
coisas,
we do certain things
que é para podermos
so that we can really transform
a nossa ação.
Our action.
Isso é um trabalho humano.
This is a human task, do you understand?
Não é um trabalho supra-humano.
It's not a superhuman work.
Do trabalho humano.
It's the ABCs of human work. Those who begin to work on concentration, those who begin to work on mental order and on organizing their thoughts, must feel the need to ask for light
and
to call forth those things that they don't know they are thinking. Because in this way they can work better on themselves. In this way they can work more wholeheartedly with more knowledge. But to do this, we have to have more control over thought. We have to have the ability when we catch ourselves thinking something we don't want to interrupt it, cancel it, reject it.
Esta atenção.
We need to pay this kind of attention. It's a question of attention. Of course,
não se pode pedir
one cannot
isso.
Ask this of a very emotional person who doesn't think. However, when the person already thinks, that is to say, for a mental race such as this one, for this is an Aryan race, a mental intuitive race, so this is the working matter for the race. The mind itself is the basic material task. And we need to examine closely what we are thinking without realizing it. Because we can be thinking things that are completely emotional.
E que não tem nenhuma realidade. Nível superior.
And that are unreal on a higher level. So we need to learn how to think, but also to know our unknown thoughts, the thoughts that are there below, so that we can really work on them.
Todos os astros,
all the stars,
todos os regentes dos astros,
all the regions of the stars, and therefore many great devas, all of these work by affirming a truth, by affirming a certain truth. There are no make-believe stars, such as make-believe personalities. There are no make-believe stars. There are no make-believe angels. All of these are connected with a certain truth, with a truth of that level.
E dentro desta verdade com a qual eles estão coligados, é aí que eles criam.
And they create within this truth to which they are connected. This is what is called creation in this infinite world.
É a verdade.
Creation is the truth.
So
this is very different to the artistic creations such as we have here and other forms of creation here. We use the same term to create applied to animal husbandry, to chicken raising. It is the same word in Portuguese, it is exactly the same word. We use the same word for music, for a musical creation, and we use it in reference to raising animals. We use the same word. Just imagine our level of consciousness. So we should really seek. We should always be looking for our non-material level, our invisible level, but in thought, because this race is mental, and it is in our thought that we need to resolve all of this. It is from thought that it descends into the emotions, it is from thought that it descends into our etheric physical body, and it is from thought that it moves upward as an appeal, as an evocation into higher levels. So whether we want to or not, we have to look at things mentally as well. Now, it's a question of your learning, of your teaching yourself to place love in whatever you think. Of course, if the mind goes about thinking this way, it is unfeeling. But if you put love into your mind, because love needs to arise from the heart, love has to descend from the soul, there must be love in the mind. And when there is love in the mind, you will see what it can bring forth and where you can go with your mind. But without love, things are rather formal, kind of cold, kind of frozen.
Isto não nos dispensa de fazer as coisas calculadamente,
this does not exempt us from doing things in an organized way, of doing things in an orderly way. And in the case of our plantation, soil and water units, of our choir, of also doing things in a technically correct way. Because being technically correct does not make things insensitive, should not make them cold. Doing things technically correctly makes them become manifested better, makes them much better expressed. To do things correctly does not mean not to have a soul. To do things correctly means to express much more, to express matters of the heart on another level. You see? So we need to learn this and not stop doing things with the mind and not stop doing that which is technical, that which is correct. Otherwise, we remain subhuman, remain in that which is ordinary in this world, far removed from what these kingdoms or what these beings or what these presences are helping us to do. Everything in the cosmos is expressed through hierarchy. Everything lives according to a hierarchical principle. So that when we turn to these matters, even when we turn to the invisible, we know that there is a hierarchy there. So we talk about devas, we talk about angels. We don't have to be creating gods, but we do need to recognize a hierarchy within them. We need to recognize the different tasks on different levels. So when we gradually come to know the tasks on the different levels, those tasks in our different aspects, we will be able to come much closer to these angels. We can express this aspiration as a kind of tension of our psychic energy and also of our mental energy. Tension does not put on pressure. Tension is like the string of a violin. Without the correct tension, the violin does not play properly. So with a string instrument, if the strings are not in the correct tension, the instrument does not play well. So we have to hold these things at a certain level of tension. But our tension does not have to be anxious. It does not have to be unhealthy. It does not have to be impatient or afflicted. As you become tenser, you sharpen your tuning, and you yourself perceive the time to stop tightening the string. You tighten the string a little and gradually adjust it. And in this way, you yourself become attuned. This is what we call tension in these matters. If we are not in a state of tension, we cannot expect any kind of contact with this. So we have to be sure to hold the correct tension, but not to be tense. To be tense means that you are too tightly wound up. This is what tense means. Because one has to keep on tightening the string, because even violin players know that if they don't keep tightening the string, it loosens, it slackens. Isn't this so? Therefore, this is a symbolic instrument that helps us to understand what we must do with our bodies, what we must do with ourselves. When our spirit or when our inner self loses track of these things, it begins to lose contact with the higher fires of life and of matter. It is very important for the spirit, for the soul, not to lose contact with these things. And as soon as we feel, as soon as we perceive these things, as soon as we hear about them and get interested in them, we have to heighten our tension. We need to build up tension because matter slackens, the bodies ease off. Inertia is very prominent in matter. Inertia makes up 33% of matter, so we cannot let go of this little key. And this does not mean that you get tense and you need to take a tranquilizer. No, you just do not let go. You play the instrument without easing up. This is our work in order to begin to attune with what is invisible. Because none of us can set up a contact with an angel. None of us can program himself or herself to see a deva. None of us has control over these matters. These are non-material matters that do not submit to orders. They are non-material matters that are linked to, attuned with the plan of evolution, with an evolution that is invisible, with laws of evolution that we do not know here on Earth. Because here we usually study material laws, we study physical laws, we study chemical laws, but we do not study occult laws. How are we going to study that which is occult? We can study in an occult way.
Ocultamente não quer dizer que você foi estudar escondido.
Occultly does not mean that you had to hide yourself in order to study. Occultly means that you go within yourself to study. You go to study in there. There, within, is where we study in an occult way.
Existe na nossa consciência.
Eternity exists in our consciousness, except that our consciousness is completely focused on what is material. Our entire consciousness is focused on our bodies. Our consciousness is turned towards the law of physics, law of chemistry, material physics and chemistry. And since our consciousness is totally turned towards that, our consciousness has not yet awakened to eternity. And it is eternity itself. Our consciousness is the consciousness of the eternal. It is an eternal consciousness. And so you see how far we are from eternal consciousness. So much so that even today we are still afraid of dying. So if you say to someone, see here, you're going to die within a month. Oh my goodness. Why? Because consciousness is not focused on eternity. And consciousness can be focused there because consciousness is eternal. Consciousness never ends. The bodies end, the brain ends, the mental body, all that ends. Consciousness is eternal. So the more conscious we become, the more we can perceive eternity. And we are not going to be so confused with material consciousness, for example, with consciousness at a material level, with consciousness at the level of our human life, and when it ends we say, help me God. Isn't this so? This is lack of consciousness. This is a lack of having developed consciousness. And our consciousness can widen far beyond. Imagine how much we would need to perceive these contacts more consciously. And at the same time, we know that it's no use applying techniques in this. It's no use applying techniques. So these contacts are very important, but we have to work on ourselves. We have to tighten our strings. We have to be aware of what we are thinking. And in this way, the instrument becomes more nimble. This devic kingdom, and therefore angels, is receptive and responsive to all the kingdoms of nature, to all of them. A deva is responsive even to the mineral kingdom. It is responsive to plants, it is responsive to animals, it is responsive to humans. So they are responsive to any kingdom of nature. And the angels in the devic kingdom are especially responsive to the human kingdom. It is for this reason that we are concentrating on angels. Because the more we unite with this sector, the more this sector will be able to work on us as human beings. It will be able to help us because it has our permission. We have free will, and the way we can say, work upon us, help us, is by wanting to be helped, is by allowing ourselves to be helped. In this way, they work on us. At the mental level, in the mind, we need to practice a little silence. So we begin with the silence of words for those who are able to do so, because some people are not able to do this, but we begin with silence of words, we begin to work with words, then we begin to work on the mind. And this thought that is unknown to you has nothing to do with a mind that ponders. This thought that is unknown to you emerges in your mind when it becomes silent, because this thought is in the subconscious, not in the conscious that we use. So this human mind, the mind on the level that it presently exists, this mind should revere silence, including keeping silent when it observes something. So when this mind faces some issue, when it is still a basic mind without having been educated, when it faces some issue, it starts pondering on it, and it begins to think and think and think, and it turns into a little motor ruminating on that issue. You have seen what happens when two people are dealing with a problem. They are like two motors hooked up, each one making more noise than the other. So the mind is not for this. The conscious mind must learn to be silent when faced with some issue. So if someone comes to you bringing a problem, your mind grasps the problem and then silences. And at this point, something may emerge coming from other levels of the mind. Do you see how we have to begin with the ABCs? If we want to have an angelic contact, if we want to experience a devic contact, because literature on this subject, you know that printing presses print just about anything, whatever is fed into them, they print. So sometimes one comes across very funny material about angels. It's as though angels would receive orders, unless one is a sorcerer. Sorcerers can command. They can do this. But we have to be very careful with this matter, because with our human nature, without even realizing it, we can become black magicians, without even realizing it. So we have to be very careful with this. There has to be a lot of mental silence. And we must embrace what comes into our knowledge with silence and remain attuned and not forget to keep a hand on the violin string. It is this situation that attracts the angels. It is this situation that draws angels closer to our physical consciousness. Because they are not physical. They are not here on the physical level. But as consciousnesses, they can reach us. As consciousnesses, they can reach the level where our consciousness is situated in our current point of evolution. The main task of angels with us is to sensitize our mind so that it may become receptive to spiritual silence. This is the main task of an angel with us, to sensitize our minds so that they can hear spiritual silence. In other words, they would be a kind of consultant to our mind in this sense. And when an angel begins to sensitize our mind in this way, we begin to perceive various details in life that we would not be aware of without the sensitivity. Life has a richness of details that we are not aware of. Our minds have to become sensitized. Angels have to be working on our minds in this way so that we may become aware of, that we may have the sensitivity to perceive certain details of life. And it is in these details of life that we do not even perceive that the divine message is very clear, that the higher message is very clear. The higher message is not very clear when we think through and through, learn and learn, reach a level of culture, reach an intellectual level. The divine message is in the details of life. It is in the smallest items. It is in the most minute things, and we consider ourselves important and don't realize that we are not paying attention to many details, details that build the foundation. And without these details, without paying attention to the details, without observing the details, we cannot build something real. Certain details of order, of external order, of physical order, certain details of method in communication, because most people communicate in a disorderly fashion. As long as we don't know how to communicate, we go on not noticing things. So things are disorderly, and in this way, we lose the opportunity to see the divine, to see the divine message of life.
Because
if, for example, you come in here, and when you enter, you disorganize the chairs, or when you go out, you leave the chairs disorderly, certain details of what you studied here will not register. So an audience that goes out leaving the chairs in disarray will not absorb everything that was heard in the lecture. No way, because the participants did not pay attention to all the details while they were here, while they were within a certain setup, which should be an orderly setup. And this order is present on all levels, in all things, down to the smallest detail. Well, in past times, in very remote eras, when humanity was primitive, the angels and the devas were very much closer, because the angels and the devas taught humans how to do certain things that they couldn't do by themselves. For example, for humans to move, for humans to use gestures, for humans to use their arms, for human beings to use their legs to walk upright instead of on all fours. All of this was taught by the devas, and all of this was taught by angels at different stages of evolution. And they taught, they placed this in the sensitivity of the primitive beings, in those first ones who lived in caves. So in this work, in the time of cave dwellers, they were very much closer because they were working practically on the physical level. They were teaching humans how to walk, or they were working on the physical level. They also taught humans many things about nature. You know that primitive humans, the uncivilized humans, know a lot more about nature than we do. You know this, don't you? It is because the devas teach them. They take this know-how to them. They have always done so.
Colocaram no conhecimento dos homens primitivos
The devas principally instructed primitive humans about the value of the sun, because we, as primitive humans, we could look at the sun and find the sun, but we didn't understand anything about it. The ones who taught that the sun was the sun, that the sun represents something spiritual, were the devas, the angels. They placed this in our consciousness. So they were very much closer in those times. Because after they taught certain things, for example, teaching humans to make fire, they say that humans rub two little sticks together and discovered fire. But who taught them how to rub two sticks together in a certain way? They did not have the capacity at that time. Today, perhaps they might. But for them to rub two little sticks together and produce fire, the devas and the angels had to be very close by. Very close. So it is from those times, from those very distant times, that our inner knowledge of devas and of the angels comes. Because even though someone today might never have heard of devas or angels, because schools teach nothing about this, even though they might never have heard a word about devas or angels, as soon as they hear about them for the first time, they know that these exist. How do they know that devas and angels do exist? Anyone knows that they exist. When you talk about them, they know they exist. How do they know? Because they once dealt with them much more directly. They dealt directly with them when they were very primitive humans. As soon as humans had learned to produce fire, these presences began to withdraw. Because at this point, having already taught humans how to walk upright, having taught them how to make fire, having taught them certain things about nature, it was then possible to work upon other levels because there were other bodies besides the physical body that needed to be organized in humans, that needed to be tended in humans. And these angels and these devas, for them also to evolve, they had to leave the physical level for a while and enter the subtle levels of humans. They had to build the astral bodies of humans. The astral body would be formless if this parallel kingdom, if this kingdom had not risen to the astral level, had not worked at the astral level, had not worked with the astral body, had not organized the astral body, had not attuned the human astral body. And so humans could then have an astral body. Then they had to do the same thing with the mental body. So some devas and angels that do work on the etheric level, but others work on the astral level, still others work on the mental level. The angels that teach us are the ones we are visualizing, the ones we want to contact. The angels that teach us are the ones that work on our spiritual level. So we would have to uplift this connection. We would have to uplift this alignment so that we could become aware of teachings of angels today, because they are working on the spiritual level. They are working on those bodies of ours that we need to finish forming at this time, because our physical body is already more than prepared for what it needs to do. It is a perfect body. It was created to perfection. And now, as medicine gets to know this physical body, I don't know how they still haven't been able to believe these things. Because how can one have such a perfect body? Who made this? Who made this? Who created this perfection of details? Because there is nothing in the physical body that is not correlated with the entire body. So a deva that is working on our body is not concerned about the deva working on the other side of the body, but it has a sense of, it knows the model for that body, it knows this.
E foram eles também que a uma certa
and it
altura,
was also the devas,
começaram a
which at a certain point began to prepare in us the seed
é a nossa mente humana.
Of what
nossa
today
mente
is our human
assim
mind. Our human mind didn't just appear by chance. The human mind is a part of the universal mind. But in order for the universal mind to unfold, to grow in a physical brain, in a material body, for this compatibility between the mind and the body, between the mind and bodies, including between the mind and the mental body, between the mind and the brain, between the mind and the menstrual body, the mind and the physical body, it was the devas, it was these kingdoms that gradually made all of these connections. So we know very little about the devas, but we think that devas are the ones that help flowers grow in the garden, that devas are the ones that help apples to ripen on trees. Yes, all this does exist. But we would have to see the devas within ourselves. We should participate in all of these things and thus liberate these beings, set these consciousnesses free for higher works.
Então, se anjo, se deva, não tem mais que está cuidando do nosso corpo.
So if an angel, if a deva no longer needs to be taking care of our physical body, of our astral body, of our mental body, because these bodies, so to speak, are already developed, it will go and work on our body of light. Our body of light will not come about by itself. There is a creator kingdom, a level of devas, of angels, creating the body of light, working with the body of light for the monad to use, for the monad to have something to work with, to express with. So these kingdoms, the devic kingdom and the angelic beings have a very substantial tie to us, a very intimate relationship, and one that is very involved with our spiritual consciousness, in our spiritual development.
O nosso desenvolvimento espiritual se faz também
because our spiritual development is also
espiritual.
Carried out by using the spiritual body.
Então, deixemos que esses devas e que esses anjos vão trabalhar o nosso corpo espiritual.
So let us allow the devas and the angels to work on our spiritual body,
a nossa mônada,
on our spirit,
para ver trabalho realmente em nível espiritual,
so that the work is really
mônada,
done on the spiritual level, done by
interno,
the monad, done by our inner being.
Claro, não, que é uma evolução paralela,
is it becoming clear that it is a parallel evolution, but that in a certain sense, it is a little ahead of ours?
No de que pode
that is, it is beyond ours in the sense of what it can manifest. But in essence, in light of what created all of this, all are equally valid. Only that one has evolved more. It is further ahead because it never had free will. This is why it is further ahead. And we are in this state because we chose free will. The sign that for us, this was the path. For us, the path was that of free will. Because if we had not asked for free will, if we had not been given this, we would have been total rebels till the end of times. These terms, energies, and forces, are related to these beings.
Então, você não conseguirá nunca compreender uma energia.
So you will never manage to understand an energy or really understand a force if you do not have a relationship with these beings.
Muito unidos a
so we need to be very united to these hierarchies because they manage energies, they manage forces. They are within the rays, they are within any force, guiding that force, or serving as an instrument for the action of that force. And some are the force itself. It is a kingdom of infinite richness.
Apesar de tudo isto, ser material, ser
in spite of all this being
de mente
a subject of being a knowledge of an abstract mind,
concreta.
This is not the knowledge of a concrete mind. No, you have to have a little bit of imagination, a little bit of idealism. You have to seek your aspect of spiritual satisfaction and also place it there so that you can gradually penetrate these matters. Because although they are presented with all of these concrete words, these matters are not concrete. So much so that some things cannot be expressed correctly because we don't speak Sanskrit and we don't speak Devanagari, which is the language of the Devas. So with the human language of the surface of the earth, we have to have a little imagination to deal with these matters.
E na nossa vida começa a surgir aquilo que nós podemos chamar, por falta
and
de outro
in our life,
termo,
that
mágico,
which we can call, for lack of another term,
então,
magical balance
reinos,
begins to appear.
Nós estamos dentro do mágico.
So with these kingdoms,
nós
we are within
no,
that which is magical.
Equilíbrio terrestre.
We are not
estamos
in a terrestrial balance.
Das forças materiais.
We are not within the balance of material forces.
Mágico.
We are in a magical
mágico
balance.
Quer dizer,
magic
também,
also means that
onde
something emerged from you don't know where.
A coisa
the thing
está aí
is
sem
there
explicação
without any explanation. This is magic.
Magia branca, não?
White
não
magic,
outra.
Not the other.
Então, isso está
so
aí
there
sem
it
explicação.
Is without any explanation.
Nós temos que chegar nesse equilíbrio mágico.
We need to reach this
e
magical balance.
Pode estar vendo a
and
subida
at that
dos mares.
Point, the seas may
pode
be
estar
rising.
Vendo a explosão nuclear.
There may be a
você
nuclear explosion.
Mágico.
You stay within
não é o
a magical
aqui.
Balance.
Óbvio que
it is not the
nuclear,
balance from here. Obviously, in a nuclear explosion,
um
balance
equilíbrio.
Is swept away.
Mágico,
a certain kind of balance. This does not happen to magical
então, precisa,
balance.
É necessário união com esses reinos.
So it is necessary to be united with these kingdoms. We need a great deal of aspiration to seek these kingdoms
consciente.
With which we do not have very much conscious contact.
De contato.
But here is
um
a description of contact with an angel
que
written by a person who seems to have known them in a more direct, more conscious way. I'm going to read how the person described
disse,
this contact. He said,
bem, isto é ser
well,
que está no corpo
this is a
físico.
Being in a physical
então,
body, and he is describing the contact he felt as a person in
ele
a physical body.
Físico, ele está no corpo astral,
he is in a physical body, he is in an astral body, he is in a mental body, he is incarnated.
Sonhos, e nem com ele desencarnado.
This
aí
did not happen in dreams,
contato.
Nor when he was discarnate. The contact
físico,
in that mode is
nós,
probably different.
Então
so he describes it.
Como é que
for someone in a physical body, such as us, and he describes what this contact was like. And we must excuse the words used because the words, as they are not Sanskrit nor Devanagari, do not express things properly. So it is somewhat like this.
Como uma brisa suave e fresca,
one feels it
penetrar
like a soft and gentle breeze deeply penetrating our being.
Levando todos os desejos e todos os pensamentos.
Taking away all desires and all
então,
thoughts.
Se um anjo está em contato,
so
adeus
if an angel
desejos,
is in contact,
pensamentos.
Goodbye
leva
desires and goodbye thoughts. It takes them all away.
Uma vez completamente suavizados
once
de
we
nós
are
mesmos,
completely gentled
é,
within ourselves,
nós
which is to say, once we are free of our desires and of our thoughts,
começamos sentir
we begin
uma profunda
to feel
e dinâmica
a deep and dynamic
interior.
Inner joy.
Como se todo ser
as if one's entire being centered on the joy of nature.
O que se pode ouvir naquele momento
what can be heard at that moment is not exactly a voice,
muito menos uma voz
and
humana.
Even less a human voice.
Mas o que se ouve
but rather, what
é uma
is heard is a combination
de sons harmoniosos,
of harmonious sounds,
de cores resplandecentes
of resplendent colors
e de perfumes delicados.
And delicate fragrances.
Então você sente.
So you feel.
Você não ouve.
You do not hear.
Você sente.
You feel.
Sons harmoniosos.
Harmonious sounds.
Você sente cores
you
resplandecentes.
Feel resplendent
você não vê as
colors.
Cores.
You
você
do
sente
not see
cores.
The colors. You feel the colors.
E esta combinação.
And this combination
de perfumes delicados,
of delicate fragrances
mas não é com olfato,
is not sensed with a sense of smell.
Delicado.
It is a
então,
feeling
o anjo te coloca realmente
of a delicate aroma.
Se ele está presente ali.
So the angel present there truly places you in another state.
Eles se expressam através das mínimas ervas
they are manifested
do nosso reino
in the
vegetal,
smallest herbs
das
of
delicadas
our plant
flores,
kingdom, in delicate flowers,
dos delicados perfumes,
in delicate fragrances.
Eles se expressam através dos passarinhos,
in the little birds.
Eles se expressam através das árvores
they are
gigantes,
manifested in the immense
e eles
trees,
se expressam através do ar.
And they are manifested
por isso
in the
é que
air.
O ar faz
this is why air sways all the branches.
O balanço dos ramos
the swaying
através
of the branches
ar, é um
in the air is not the work
aquilo
of the air.
São os devas, são
it
os
is the devas,
que no ar
the angels,
fazem
that
tudo
make
balançar.
Everything sway
percebe
through the air.
O que acontece
do you
conosco?
See what happens to us?
Sentimo-nos então penetrados
we then feel permeated
pela singela profundidade
by the guileless
da mente espiritual
of the spiritual mind.
E sentimo-nos insuflados
and we feel suffused
de um amor
by love,
mas pela criação,
but love for
pela
creation,
obra da criação,
for the work of creation.
Não é outro tipo de amor.
There is no other kind of love. If an angel or a deva is truly within you, and if you are aware of it, what you feel is love for creation, such as you have never known. It awakens this in you. It creates this awareness in you.
Well,
this is the testimony of someone who is in contact with this.
Amanhã então nós
so tomorrow we will go on with the work.